For a brief moment, we want to just meditate a little on what perhaps was one of the last points we touched on in Haggai chapter 2. In Haggai chapter 2 and verse 23, I'm going to just read these words, "O Zerubbabel, my servant." And we were observing, first of all, that God gave this communication to Haggai to be shared with Zerubbabel, to let Zerubbabel know what was God's desire for him in a very faint way, but also his desire for the Lord Jesus, the one who is his servant. In the scriptures, we have often the expression, "behold." And just like "consider," it means that we take a long look at the one that we are asked to behold. We are to set our heart on that one. And just recently, we shared in another place, "Behold your King," from John chapter 19. And also, "Behold the man." And we have from Isaiah 42, verse 1, "Behold my servant." And I think in Isaiah 40, we read, "Behold your God." In also in John, we read, "Behold the Lamb of God." We want to spend a little time, certainly we'll leave room for others, and a word to the wise is sufficient. We want to just observe from Isaiah 42 some things about the one who is called my servant. He would have us from verse 1, Isaiah 42 and verse 1, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth. And the eyes shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord, God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth bread unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant to the people, and for a light unto the light of the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house." And just one verse out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, concerning the servant of the Lord, the privilege that many have, many who are believers take up. Reads then 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24, "The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that impose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive of him, by him at his will." But first and foremost, the one who is described as Jehovah's servant. And he, the Spirit of God, would tell us to behold him. We've looked at Haggai and observed that he was God's messenger bringing God's message. What a wonderful privilege that was, to be given the message of God and to be designated by the Spirit of God as God's messenger. Some might have cavilled at his word, but the Spirit of God says, this is God's messenger. And what he is bringing is God's message. And it is imperative that we listen to that message. We have observed that the Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the people not only heard the message, but they obeyed it. They observed what the message said, and their hearts were turned to fear the Lord. And that's what the message of God always has before us, to bring us to a point where we reverence God and hear his message. Observe his message, obey, and reverence him. It is not just that he's holding a big stick over us, so let's do this in case we get beaten. It's not that attitude, but an attitude that recognizes not only the goodness of God, but his mercy. That was a man whom God said of him, that's my messenger. And what he brings is my message. But to this man whom God had given the message concerning the house of God, to this man he brings another message. And to us he brings a similar message. Behold my servant. You think upon this one who is my servant. He says, I uphold him. I support him here in this earth. The Lord Jesus found everything that he needed in his God and his Father. He did always the things that pleased God. He said of himself when the disciple says, who has brought him? Has any man given him meat? My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. He found his enjoyment in his God. Nothing else on this earth. He was as a root out of a dry ground. Nothing to sustain him. But he was also a tender plant. He was subject to the directions of God. This is the servant that he asks us to behold. God upholds him. But then he says, mine elect, my chosen one. There are many men on this earth. Many mighty men on this earth. When the children of Israel came through the wilderness, they challenged Moses and Aaron. Why are you taking so much upon yourself? All of God's people are holy. God says, I will show whom I have chosen. You each cut a rod. And the rod, Aaron's rod, budded. And God showed the man that he had chosen. God has chosen us all, yes. But there's one man that he has before his face, whom he says, mine elect. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. So he upheld him here on this earth. He upholds him. He says now, in whom my soul delighteth. Twice we read in the New Testament of him as the one who delighted God's heart. On the banks of Jordan, this is my beloved son, in whom my soul delights. And then on the Mount of Transfiguration, that holy mount, he says, this is my beloved son, in whom my soul delights. Hear him. The disciples had known about Moses. They had learned about Elias. And these were powerful men of God. And when Peter says, it is good for us to be here. It is of God that we are here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias. It was an interesting thought. It was a wonderful thought. But the problem was, they were not beholding God's servant. They were beholding the men that God had used and thought, oh, these are all on the same level. We have them in the right order. One for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias. Says, hear him. Brethren, we are called upon to have our eyes on one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.